Why don't you tell us how you get your start in music?
Well, I was probably about seven, and my grandma, who was actually a country singer, she was my inspiration, really, and she got me my first karaoke machine when I was seven. Yeah, it started from there, really. I got singing lessons at school, and then I went to an audition for an agency just when I was 16, and I've been gigging now for 7 years nearly, so a lot of experience.
Oh, nice, nice. So what's the, you're from Morecambe, right? Did I pronounce it right?
From where?
You're from Morecambe, right?
No, I'm from, Markham, yes.
Markham, okay. I knew I pronounced that wrong.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm
so sorry. So, well, what's the music scene like in Morecambe? Because you're by Liverpool and Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, it was mainly just agency work. So I was having to travel quite far. Like, did a lot in Manchester, not really Liverpool, more Preston, Bolton, Wigan. But yeah, over the years, I've got a name for myself as a singer in the local area. So I'm getting a lot of my own bookings, and there's a lot of live music that goes on in Markham. Every weekend, there's something going on in nearly every pub. So I'm always busy.
Nice. Now, why Bring Me Sunshine? Because that's such an iconic song.
It is. Right, well, me and my manager were sat in the studio one day, and we realised that we wanted to put another song onto the EP, but we thought we could do a cover. And I've always loved the song. I've always loved the comedian. So I just thought, what better way to... It's not only just paying tribute to Markham, but it's also paying tribute to the local hero. That was Eric Markham, and I can't believe the response we've had from everybody and the reaction. The town council are backing me all the way with this song, and they've put it on their website, and I'm now promoting Markham as like a new tourist destination, which is pretty cool.
Nice. I mean, and the video is great too. I love the video, the look of it and everything else, and it looks like you got a decent chunk of the town involved in that as well.
Yeah, well, we thought we might as well. We also got the Morecambe Brass Band are featuring in it as well, and they're actually playing on the track. We got them to record on the track, which is getting all the community involved. And we got some local people in the town just to dance and stuff in the video. And it was so much fun. We had really good weather, which we couldn't believe on Morecambe Brom because it could be really windy. It's crazy.
Nice.
But we got Happy Mount Park, which is a quite famous like kids park, and then. I was at Winter Gardens. We filmed quite a bit there, and then just all along the prom. Yeah, it was really good fun.
Now, like, it's starting to show up in commercials as well, right? Like for Nescafe, Cadbury, and P&O Cruises, and you're also on. It's featured as a regular track on Chris Evans' Breakfast Show.
That's not actually my track. That's just the song in general.
Oh, the song in general?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. But I've sent it to Chris Evans, and we're waiting for a reply to see if he'll change it, because it's his jingle at the moment. So we're hoping that he might like my version and play that a few times. It's getting played a lot on the radio stations all in my area. They're really backing me, and yeah.
Now, have you heard back from Chris yet? Has he given you any feedback?
Not yet. No, we've sent him a big package because I'm a keen golfer as well. Play a lot of golf, and he's a very good golfer. So we kind of wrote to him saying, like, I'll challenge you to a game of golf, and if I beat you, then you can play the song on your radio too.
Now, what's your average?
Pardon?
Now, what's your average?
What do you mean? What's my handicap at golf?
Yeah. What's your?
I play off 12 at the moment. So.
Oh wow! Wow.
So it's not too bad for a girl.
So you can get in tournaments and stuff too, then.
I could do. Yeah, I do play in a lot of club competitions, and yeah, it's good fun. Good spot. Have you played it?
I think last time I played, I got like 72 over par or something like that.
Yeah, not too good.
No. So you could take
me
for
a day job.
Yeah, so you could take me for some money or something if you wanted me.
Yeah, definitely.
So now, do you play out live now? Do you have a band?
I don't have a band, but I do. Well, I do have some people that if I needed a band, I could definitely get them together. I have a really good guitarist. But yeah, I'm going to be singing at a lot of Christmas lights, and from releasing Bring Me Sunshine, it's also brought. lots of other opportunities. Like I got to sing it at the Morecambe football ground on the pitch before the game, because I didn't actually realise that it was Morecambe Football Club's song. They sing it like when the team are playing. So I had them all singing along with me, which is pretty cool. And I also did the, there was an unveiling of a new portrait of Eric Morecambe in the town, and ITV News and that lot were filming. So I got to perform on that as well, which is great.
Now you also got to sing the song at an Eric Morecambe tribute dinner recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did actually. Yeah, that was what got me the football club gig as well. So everything's just making new contacts all the time, and everyone in Morecambe now recognises me, because that's all I really wanted to do, is get my name known in the area a little bit more. And yeah, people are recognising me, which is great.
Nice, nice. Now, what's it like being a celebrity on a local level?
I love it. It's really, really good. People asking for your autograph and pictures with you, and even just like on my normal gigs every weekend, I'm getting a lot more inquiries about that, and it's just upped my stats a lot on my Facebook page and Twitter and everything like that. And yeah, I think it's just because it's such a happy feel song. It's got a feel good factor about the song, and it brings a lot of memories back to people that used to go to Mark when they were younger. And yeah, people are writing lovely comments on Facebook.
Now, would you say that Bring Me Sunshine is representative of what your sound is, what your, what your original sound would be?
No, not really. This is something that we just thought, let's do something a little bit different. Let's pick an old song and let's jazz it up and make it our own. And we just can't believe how much it's taken off, really. But my type of music, because I've got an EP coming out, is more dance and pop. It's a bit like Ellie Goulding, that type of feel.
Oh,
no, it's completely different.
Now, when is your EP coming out? And what, if you could describe what type of, you already described what type of music it is, but if you could describe the feel and vibe of the EP.
Okay, well, one of the songs, well, the album's going to be called Perfect Love, and that is like a dance song, a bit like Ellie Goulding. And then we've got a few different songs in it. There's one called Diamond Sky, and that's very poppy. And what else have we got? We've got one called What's a Girl to Do. That's actually got a bit of a country feel on it, because my grandma was a country singer, so I've got a little bit of a country voice as well, I think. So yeah, we tried to bring that out, and then there's one which I actually released, a single that I released last year called Tell Me It's Over, and that's a bit of a sad love song, really. And yeah, that was, we've got a video of that on YouTube, and that was recorded on Heysham, which is the village next to Morecambe, just along the beach. Yeah, so it's a bit of a mix, really.
Nice. Now, have you tried any of the material out live yet, or?
Yeah, I've my song that I released last year, that gets a good response, and I actually sold, because that was, I released that as a single, and that sold quite a few CDs at my gigs and stuff, and that went on download. What else? I've also sung Perfect Love, that gets a really, really good response. It's got a catchy chorus. And that's definitely towards the younger market, whereas Bring Me Sunshine was, well, a lot of the audience were a bit older than like my age.
that's kind of the get you in the door song, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That was just to get myself noticed more in the area. Nice. Well, and everywhere else.
Nice. Now, are you going to plan a tour or anything? Are you going to tour the UK or mainland Europe?
I'd like to. That's the plan, I think, once the EP's out. See if I could be supporting anybody as well, and that'd be good to support an act. I'm doing a lot of like Christmas lights switch ons this year. I've got quite a few gigs coming up. I've done a few football stadiums quite recently, so we'll just see where it leads. I need to get noticed.
Now, what's it like doing like a football stadium? Because and when you say doing a football stadium, are you talking like, because like in the States, what we do is we'll have a celebrity come out and sing the national anthem like before the game, things like that. Is that what you're talking about? Or
it's not the national anthem, but I go and sing. I've been singing Bring Me Sunshine on the pitch in the circle, before the match, or at halftime. Similar to what y'all saying.
Yeah, because you know what's funny? I think like here in the States, when we have a celebrity do the national anthem, I think we set 90% of them up to fail because of that last high note.
Oh, you no,
know,
gosh.
Like, I don't know if you're familiar with our national anthem or not, but that there's a high note at the end that gets sustained for, I think, like two bars.
Oh, you
know?
Wow. I
mean, it's like, you know, like in the land of the free. And then it's like that. When did they say free? It's like, oh, my God. It's like glass breaking. And it's like, and then, you know, what's funny is they'll show up on YouTube and, like, you know, because half of them failed at it.
Yeah. You know? Oh no. Well, don't ask me to do that then.
So what's it like going from like the studio or small clubs to playing like a huge stadium like that? Because I mean, I would find that nerve wracking.
Yeah, it is obviously the nerve wracking, but the buzz that I get when I'm on a big stage in front of more people and the football fans as well, because I'm a football fan myself. I'm a Burnley fan. I don't know if you've heard of Burnley, but I went and sung at Burnley, which was like one of my favourite gigs ever, because like everyone knew I was a Burnley fan, so I had a really good reception there. But no, I can't say that like I love the football stadiums over pubs and stuff, because you get such a good atmosphere when it's more of a close environment and you can have a laugh with your fans and things like that.
So, yeah, I think you get better feedback too because they're right in your face.
Of course you do, yeah, and you can have a chat with them, whereas when it's just you really stood in the middle of this circle, they can't talk to you, you can't communicate really, but it's still, it's a great experience.
Yeah, and like I think the football fans in the UK are like the football fans in the US. Like when they're like here, there's times where like if the teams are rivals and one of the teams loses, it's like you've got all these people out in the parking lot flipping cars over and spray painting everywhere.
Really? You know, it's not bad, Burnley. Burnley's not too bad. But apparently, I've sung at the Markham game and it was a pre-season friendly against Liverpool. And apparently after I'd finished and left, the Liverpool fans started saying she can't sing and all this and like saying horrible things about me. That's just typical like football fans.
Are you serious? Like they were saying that?
I think it was something like she can't sing but she's fit or something like that.
Man, like, so did you like respond or something or?
No, I wasn't even there. Someone told me that they started saying stuff like that, but he's just trying to get back at you with the opposing team.
Because I would have been on Twitter like, F you, you know? You know?
So, oh, no, I should have
been. So, well, I mean, you know, but, you know, how do musicians, you know, like, well, how do you handle criticism like that?
You've got to take it with a pinch of salt. Like whatever you do now in the music industry, you're going to have people that hate you or hate what you do. And you just got to listen to the positive stuff because you do get knockbacks. Like I've tried things like X Factor and The Voice and Britain's Got Talent. You do get knockbacks, but you've just got to keep going, really.
Yeah, because Simon Cowell's mean. I mean, I've heard him get downright mean. You know, but I mean, you know what? I mean, I see, I'm a musician myself, and I've had gigs where, like, you know, we'll be into our first song and we'll hear people like yell out, you know, like, start the bus, you suck, you know,
I've never had that in like a pub gig or any other gig. It's just that football stadium. But no, I've had a few nasty comments on YouTube videos. Say I've uploaded a YouTube video and you get the odd bitter person, you just got to like ignore it.
Yeah. Well, but you know what's funny too is like, you know, I've had that happen to me on Twitter before, you know, with Jammer Direct and stuff saying, oh, you guys think you're so cool or whatever, you know, stuff like that. And a friend of mine actually told me once, you know, when it actually used to bother me, you know, well, welcome to being famous.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get that. I mean, if you notice, like, you know, when we're all with our friends and stuff and, you know, you say, well, I'm going to go see this movie today and stuff like, oh, well, you know, Brad Pitt's in it and he sucks, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's just, okay, well, yeah, the guy's got like $500 million. So you know.
Yeah, they're just jealous, aren't they?
exactly. So, well, let me ask you this. What is the most exotic place you've ever played live?
Exotic? I haven't sung abroad yet. I'd love to sing abroad, but I wouldn't say there's anywhere exotic in England. maybe One of my best gigs was last year. It was Morecambe Carnival, and it's a massive carnival along the Prom, and that's in front of, well, it was like 10,000 people there, and I'd say that was like one of my biggest gigs. I wouldn't say exotic, but it was near the beach.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
That was a great gig, yeah, and I got a massive buzz, and they're inviting me back next year, so hopefully I'll be able to perform. Bring me sunshine this time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, what would be the most exotic place you'd want to play?
Somewhere like Hawaii. That sounds pretty good. Or Thailand. I quite fancy going to Thailand. That looks really nice.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. The Pacific. And you know what? Like that, the whole Pacific Rim area, man. I mean, they are very receptive to new artists.
Yeah, right. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll have to think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've heard stuff where, you know, I've interviewed artists from that area, and they say that, you know, like when they get into an artist, they really get into them.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
where was that again?
So, actually, roughly the entire Pacific Rim, like Japan, you know, Singapore, yeah. Thailand.
Oh, yeah,
you know, clear down to Australia. So, well, do you have any plans? Like, would you love to come like here to the States and play, like New York or Chicago? Or
oh, that would be amazing! Yeah, I've been to Florida. Went to Florida when I was younger, but I'd love to visit New York. Absolutely love to.
Florida is actually where we send our old people.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm just joking. That's just where a lot of people, when they retire here, they'll move to Florida, you know, because the way the taxes are, and plus the climate, you know. But not so I just, you know, so I'll tell people, yeah, when you're 65, you're mandated to go to Florida. So
I like that. So New York's the young place.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. New York, Chicago, LA's good too.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd love to. Yeah, could you get me a gig then if I come out?
Sure. I know a few places that would take you too.
Would they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I haven't heard a lot of your other stuff yet, but I mean, I've heard Bring Me Sunshine, and I'm really enthusiastic about it. I think, you know, I'm not surprised at all the buzz it's getting, you know. So
yeah. Oh, good. I didn't realize that Bring Me Sunshine was so international and that everybody knew it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that song when I was younger.
I just thought it was more of just like an English song.
No. You know what's funny? I've heard a few different people cover it like a while ago. Maybe, I mean, I'm talking like late 70s, early 80s, somewhere along there. And I've heard it, and I remember hearing it when I was a kid in a car commercial for General Motors.
All right.
So,
mm-hmm. So it's been around a long time, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a classic here. Everyone has their own memories of it, so. Yeah, it's a classic here. So.
Oh great, good stuff.
So, but.
Hey. So you're going to be playing it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We have it in rotation right now, actually.
Fantastic, great. Thank
so,
you.
So, well, what do you have coming up? I know we're talking about the EP, so how are you going to promote the EP when it comes out?
Well, I've got a PR company called Quite Great. I've been working with them.
Yeah, Natasha.
On the release of Bring Me Sunshine, and they've done a great job. So we're going to leave it in their hands. We're getting some advice from a music lawyer, and yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. I think we're going to try and hit more London radios. And see if they like my music, and see if someone finds me and wants to take me out. Because I'm just on a little record label at the moment, so we're looking for something a bit bigger, I think, to take me on.